This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Kim on a whim.
A really big win for churches yesterday. I don't know if you were following this news about the IRS. Comes out and says that churches can endorse political candidates.
This is a big win for your church.
This is a big win for my church.
Absolutely.
Because the IRS years ago when Biden was in office was investigating my church out in Maryland Heights for discussing something related to political candidates. And I think that one was more so talking about school board candidates because we had a couple of our members who were running for the school board. So naturally, they were letting the congregation know that they were running for those offices, those positions, and that they supported the values that we find very important as Christians. And so this is so exciting to me, and I don't know what the future looks like if some Democrat were to be elected, if they would just find a way to say, okay, this is no longer a thing.
They could,
but they would have to go to court, it sounds like, because what happened was there were a couple churches out of, I believe, Texas that had sued over this, and what they decided was that these, what they're calling internal church discussions regarding politics, they don't violate the Johnson Amendment. Well, the Johnson Amendment does is it says if you want to talk about this stuff, political stuff, then you could be at risk of losing your 501c3 status, which would be detrimental to so many of these churches to lose their tax exempt status.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm just so thrilled, and I'm really hoping that a lot of these pastors who have been scared to death to say anything political, even if it's biblical, okay, that's that they hide behind this whole thing of, well, we don't get political from the pulpit. Okay, I get it. But at the same time, a lot of these issues that they don't want to address are biblical. And I think that they use that, well, we don't talk about politics, this, as a way to avoid some of those more controversial topics.
This has been a suppression of free speech issue forever. This is nothing about the government establishing a religion. This is about faith leaders being true to their faith, because you have hypocrites like Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden, who are Democrats, who also claim to be Catholic, who want to go take communion, but then want to go out and use public tax dollars to fund abortion.
Right.
Well, the Big Beautiful Bill has gone a long way toward eliminating that problem, but it took a long time. So this is just a poke in the eye to all those hypocrites who don't want churches to talk about the truth. They want you to keep your mouth shut on these things.
Mm-hmm.
And you heard me loudly say on this radio station that you had a lot of people who were in the pulpit who were cowards during that last election, during the Amendment 3 debate. Well, I'm afraid to stand up and say anything for fear that the IRS will crack down on us. This wasn't about a political candidate. Even if you were afraid that there were questions about whether or not you could get involved endorsing or talking against a particular candidate, this was an issue that gets to the basis of your faith, of what you believe in, of your doctrine against innocent murdering innocent children. And you still had pastors who wouldn't bring it up in their congregations. I don't understand that. You're supposed to lead the flock, but they weren't doing it.
I agree. They're now looking at this as more or less a family discussion concerning different candidates. You know, my church has been talking about politics for years, but again, it's biblical issues. They're not ever standing up there saying, you know, we support Donald Trump and we are encouraging all of you to go out and vote for Donald Trump too. They're not saying that. And it's funny you talk about the hypocrisy in all of this, Mark. And I think that's really important to point out because the same people who, for example, were very upset that my church here locally was talking about these school board candidates, those are some of the same people who see no issue then with Kamala Harris doing this. Remember when she was going around in Georgia talking to all these churches?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Pastor Brian, I thank you for your leadership. You and I have discussed, we first met almost 20 years ago when there was a convening of rising stars in the country. And we had conversations back then about how we thought of our role and responsibility to our country and our responsibility and duty as leaders. And it is so good to be with you this morning to celebrate what you have accomplished with this extraordinary congregation. And so I'm honored to be here with everyone. And thank you.
Well, apparently the pastor's responsibility there in Georgia was to make sure that he hosted the candidate, you know, the Democratic candidate for president at the time. This was part of Kamala Harris's souls to the polls. Remember that?
Yep.
Trying to get people out to early vote. It clearly didn't help her in the end. But there was nothing wrong with that she was going around to all these churches, specifically black churches in Georgia, trying to get people to vote, to show up, vote for her.
This has been going on for so long. Remember Jeremiah Wright? He was Barack Obama's pastor in Chicago, who loudly took to the pulpit supporting Barack Obama. Nothing was done to him. He's the one that said, GD America, America's racist, the Tea Party is a racist mob. This guy was loud and proud, griping about Obama. Nothing ever happened to his church. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But when somebody perceived to be doing that in favor of a Republican, then you had the Biden administration trying to use the IRS to crack down on them.
So what excuses will the church
use now?
Like, let's talk.
Good question.
Let's talk next November, because that's when, here in Missouri, they're saying the fix for Amendment 3 will be on the ballot. That's going to be really critical. Okay, so you can no longer, pastors, I don't know how many people listen, but I hope that you go and you talk to your pastor, email your pastor and ask them, why are you not talking about this? There's now nothing that would get in your way or cause you to lose. There's no excuse. There's nothing that would cause you to lose your tax status if you were to get up there and talk about Amendment 3. I mean, even before this whole ruling, they could have talked about Amendment 3 again because it's biblical. But now they really have no excuse. So that's going to be very infuriating to me if they still want to hide behind that lame excuse of, well, I can't do that. It's too risky.
Yeah. No, I would agree. Remember Hillary Clinton did it too. You played the Kamala Harris bite. Mm-hmm. Remember Hold on. Where is it?
I don't feel no ways tired.
What?
She was quoting a play, I think, when she did it, but she was in a black church using her Southern accent and all this stuff. They've all done it. It just always seemed to look the other way when the Democrats did it. They always used, particularly the black churches, to their advantage to try to rile up the base during elections.
Are they not offended by the way that they're changing their accent? Because Kamala did that too. I picked the clip I picked, you don't really hear it as much, but in the very beginning of this exact speech that I played for you, she's like, "Good morning, church! Good morning, church!" I'm like, who are you? Stop.
Well,
stop changing your accent.
Hillary went on that Charlemagne the God show and joked about always carrying hot sauce in her purse, which is some sort of racial reference. They get away with it, and they don't seem to care. Joe Biden, you're not black. If you don't vote for me, you're not black. Mm-hmm. I mean, no Republican can get away with saying garbage like that, but it's excused because they're progressive leftists who only pray at the altar of big government. That's the bottom line.
Imagine if someone said, "You're not white if you don't vote Republican."
Oh, I was
like,
goodness.
You just wouldn't say that. It's just stupid. It's so dumb when they try to put these people in these categories.
That's a great subject, and I'm glad you brought it up. I had it here to talk about. But your question is key. That's a key question. When you're walking out of church on this coming Sunday and you see your pastor out there afterwards shaking hands and greeting the congregation, go engage with them and have that conversation. Did you see what the ruling is here by the IRS? Did you see this? Because there's no penalty anymore for you talking about things that are important to our faith, like abortion and candidates that are pro-murder or pro-life. You can talk about that now, and you don't have to hide behind the weak excuse that I don't want to divide the congregation. If somebody's sitting in your church and they're pro-abortion, you ought to be having a conversation with that individual. You should.
I agree. It's so problematic. That is one of the saddest things to me is how many people who regularly attend church. In fact, I forget where we were driving the other day, and I'm thinking, wow, there are so many churches. It's like every corner, depending on which area you're in. It's like there's a church every few blocks. And how do we have so many people who say that they go to church regularly and still hold certain values?
Shame on you for politicizing church, Kim.
You're right. I'm sorry. I repent.
Repent. I'm just kidding. But that's the attitude. It's a great question. Ask your pastor how they're going to deal with that. Whether you go to a small congregation or one of these mega churches, stop them and ask them.
And if they won't talk about this because they're too chicken, you might consider leaving. Go to a church that will talk about this stuff.
I'm just saying. I think you're spot on with that one. Well done.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Ball
bean.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.